in a time and space divine. But how would the universe survive? Protecting the powerless and the weak. Dr. Jones is fighting tyranny.
Forward laser cannons.
Yeah, but the energy core isn't designed to.
That's an order, Cadet.
The energy core is going to explode!
We can't give up now! Almost there! That should do it!
Impressive use of line, is it not, Cadet?
The energy core is going to explode.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. We're talking with Porky Pig, also known as Bob Bergen. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Now, how long have you actually done Porky?
I've been doing Porky Pig for about 14 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, who was the original Porky?
Mel Blanc? Well, actually, I take that back. You know, Mel Blanc was the second voice.
Really?
They had a guy named Joe Doherty who created the character, and he had a real stutter.
Really?
And it was before the days of tape, so he wasted so much film and so much film stock to record the cartoons that Jack Warner told Leon Schlesinger, the producer, you got to get somebody who can control the stutter so we're not spending so much money. So they got Mel Blanc, who had just done one job for Warner Brothers at the time.
Now, how many cartoons have you done, actually, with this voice?
Hundreds.
Yeah.
And 14 years, films and commercials and CD-ROMs and just lots of stuff.
So Duck Dodgers is a new one. It's
Dodgers is brand new.
Cartoon Network, Saturday mornings at 11:30.
There you go. Debuting tomorrow.
Yeah, it's an interesting little thing. It's galactic stuff. A little Star Wars.
Very. And it's based on a classic Chuck Jones cartoon called Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century that was done in the 50s. And so fans of this particular short will get a kick out of seeing extended adventures, and people who've never seen the short will just find it a really fun new cartoon.
Wow. Now, tell me a little bit about your background in terms of voice. I know, for folks out there who want to know what kind of things that Bob's done, I mean, Space Jam's a great example. You did a ton of voices on that.
Mm-hmm.
From
yeah,
Tweety to Porky Pig and Bert and Herbie and all that stuff.
There you go, Marvin the Martian, Tweety. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, and you've done Porky and Looney Tunes, obviously, and Lilo and Stitch did some
Lilo
stuff.
Lilo and Stitch, yeah.
Lilo and Stitch and Monsters, Inc.
characters.
Toy Story 2 and Powerpuff Girls and all that kind of stuff. So you've been around for a while doing this. How did you end up getting into the business?
I wanted to be Porky Pig since I was 5 years old.
Hmm.
And my mom told me, you can't be Porky Pig, you're Jewish. And I don't think she quite understood it. And so we moved to L.A. when I was 14. I started taking voiceover classes and studying acting. I actually called Mel Blanc at home and...
Did he actually talk to you?
Yeah, he was very nice.
Really?
In fact, I think it's a little bit illegal, but I taped the conversation, and it'll be up on my website in about a month. My mom found a tape in a drawer and said, what is this phone call with Mel Blanc? I said, that's when I called Mel Blanc when I was 14. So he hinted at where he was working that week, and I called the studio, and I crashed the session and started studying how to really get into this business, so when they were looking for the Looney Tunes voices, I was prepared.
Now how do you study to do that?
Well, you definitely have to study acting and improv, but there are classes in Los Angeles. In fact, I teach one now, how to do voices for cartoons. So you're able to learn how to create characters and sustain them. And in a cartoon, you're hired to play at least two per episode of a television cartoon, so you quite often will talk back and forth to yourself. So you've got to have the ability not to blend the voices or the personalities from one character to the next.
I assume that once in a while you probably slip into your Porky Pig in regular conversation, and people probably say, oh, that's a pretty good impression there, Porky, huh?
You know what's funny is that every once in a while when I'm like just stammering just to say something. And it just comes out after all these years. And it's little kids are really funny because they just don't quite understand that voice coming out of an adult man. And it just kind of sometimes creeps them out. And sometimes they're like, eh, that's okay. Not quite. You're keep working on it. And then they'll see a cartoon. They'll go, see, now he's good. And you know, they have no idea that's me, but that's okay.
My son is a big Cartoon Network freak.
And he has good taste.
And, you know, he, between playing football and baseball and all these other sports, he watches Cartoon Network.
Very cool.
So maybe Porky can say hi to Danny, you know?
Danny? Hi, Danny. What's going on? Thanks for watching Cartoon Network and the Dodgers.
Yeah, you think the show is going to take off, this Duck Dodgers show?
Yeah, it's 14 years working with Warner Brothers. This is probably the best written, best designed product, or project, I should say, that they've done with the Looney Tunes. It's just great writing. Tony Cervone and Spike Brandt, the two writer-producers, just they've got a passion for these characters, and they've kept the integrity of Chuck Jones' original design while bringing just a new life, new feel to this franchise. It's going to do great. And we've already been picked up for a second season, so...
That's always a good sign.
That's a great sign.
Now, who plays Daffy Duck in the show?
Joe Alasky.
Oh, really? I know Joe.
There you go.
Joe used to work over at WVBF in Framingham, Massachusetts.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I used to work there as well.
Cool.
So tell Joe I said hi.
I will do that.
But so things are going well, and what else is on the for you? Are you doing some other stuff as well?
Looney Tunes Back in Action. It's a feature that comes out this November. Also worked on a film called Brother Bear, an animated film for Disney, and also Haunted Mansion comes out. Everything comes out like the same week in November.
Are you doing other straight acting at all?
I hosted a game show a few years ago called Jep, which was a kid's version of Jeopardy. And I've done a lot of sitcoms back in the 80s. But the animation, especially Warner Brothers, is my bread and butter these days.
What sitcoms did you do in the 80s that we made?
Oh, my goodness. Fact of Life, Give Me a Break, One Day at a Time, Silver Spoons.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, can you make a living doing that, or was it just
sure.
kind of...
Yeah, you can make a living doing anything in this business as long as it's consistent.
Yeah. Well, I know you can make a living doing cartoons, obviously, but
sure.
I'm thinking
Absolutely.
About guest appearances on shows. I would think that doesn't really pay the bills too much.
It does if you're one of those character actors that goes from show to show.
Yeah. And you see, do you still want to do that kind of stuff, or really is the voice thing more than enough for you?
You know, it's I'm doing my dream job. So if all I ever do for the rest of my career is Porky Pig, I wouldn't be unhappy. Of course, everybody creatively wants to do as much as possible. But, you know, I'm so fortunate to be able to do what I love and extremely fortunate to be able to work on this project because it's just so much. There's just a lot of passion involved in this show.
And have you talked to your rabbi yet about the legality of playing a pig?
Yeah, I'm reformed. He's cool with it.
The show is called The Duck Dodgers, and you can see it on the Cartoon Network Saturday mornings at 11:30. Another reason to watch the Cartoon Network. It's one of my favorite networks as well, but yeah, between that and comedy and Comedy Central and some of the other ones, cable TV is pretty good.
Yeah, just, you know, program your TiVo and enjoy.
Yeah. Thanks so much for talking to us, Bob.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Hopefully we'll talk to you another time.
Sounds great.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.